Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little blues guitar there for my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back. Seven until the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, president of Aspire Financial Advisors, Incorporated. That's Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A.com. It's his website, Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. Say that three times real fast. That's his book by the Reverend John Harrison, CFP. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. John's helping his folks deal with the details, or help us get into the details, help us become better consumers of macro information that we seem to get a lot of in the finance, especially the financial reporting and how it affects our businesses, but not just financial, right, John? I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that ultimately rolls down to our little businesses.
Absolutely. Even general business headlines that may not seem to impact us directly can if we approach them the right way. You know, I've always figured there's two kinds of people when it comes to people who own a business. And the first kind sees his business as a sailboat, and the economy is the wind, and the business is going to go or not go, depending on how the economy is doing. And there's the other kind who sees his business as a motorboat, and while the prevailing winds may make the travel more difficult, he can still get somewhere pretty much regardless of what the economy is doing. And for all the people with the motorboat mindset, I like to encourage them to realize, for instance, that in every headline or every article or every statistic where we learn that there's a problem, if we will remember that one man's problem is another man's opportunity, we can think through how to benefit from that. For instance, you see a headline that says XYZ factory is having huge layoffs next month. Now, that's bad news. And what most people do with that headline is they shake their heads and go, that's a shame, the economy's not doing well, and maybe they decide to cut back on advertising or whatever. Mm-hmm. But someone else says, wait a minute, those layoffs have specific implications for the economy. Someone will benefit from the transfer of money.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I mean, something going on somewhere else as a reaction to this that somebody's going to profit from.
Exactly. Whether it's the, you know, bankruptcy attorneys, or whether it's the brokers who will handle the rollovers and the severance pay packages that come from all the layoffs.
It could tell you what price points, if you were thinking about adding a new product line or promoting some new kind of a product, it might tell you what your price point should be. Maybe you need to instead of buying the top of the line product, maybe you need to buy the next line product and focus on that.
And it also might tell you who to specifically market to, because whoever is getting a windfall from this particular headline that just happened is someone who's going, is a group that's going to have spendable money. And if you can target your advertising to that group, then you come out ahead. So there's always something positive you can take from the headline as opposed to just making note that something happened. Figure out what does the headline imply about where the money's going and follow that. Even if your business is not directly impacted by the headline, you know, maybe you're not a building contractor, so housing starts or existing home sales don't directly affect you, but they may affect people that you do business with. And so you can figure out where to focus your marketing, you know, right. Again, with the layoff story, you know, even the moving companies are going to benefit from that. So, you know, someone will benefit from everything that happens, and if you can think of it that way, it becomes not just meaningless background information, but something you can actually profit from.
Another thing to me, John, I want to just speak to this real quickly, is sometimes the news is about trading, and sometimes it's about investing.
Yes.
And what I mean by that, if it's about trading, that means nobody's really making anything, and it's really just a financial transaction, and you may or may not be involved with it. But if the news is about investing, then that means there's a long tail of people involved that are making a commitment. And to me, that tells you what you should be doing. If it's about trading, then maybe I don't need to hang out there too long. If it's about investing, maybe I can join that investment train. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. Trading is about having a crystal ball, and if history proves anything, it proves that no one really has one. And so if you're trying to profit from guessing right about what's going to happen absolutely next,
right,
it tends not to work out well over the long term. But if you're following where people are investing, where they're committed, that's to your benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Thanks for that, John. And give us the website one more time, please.
It's www.aspirefa.com.
Thanks, John. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.